Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A wake-up call.
On 106.5 The End.
New study came out and found that when it comes to ranking themselves on attractiveness, men overwhelmingly give themselves the same number. And that
when you say number, you mean like?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
The hotness scale.
The hotness scale.
Okay.
Men, a lot of them give themselves the same number. It's interesting. And even when you break it down by like, we'll let you do point something.
Okay.
To give yourself, you know, a lot more flexibility in the 1 to 10 scale. They still give themselves kind of the same number. And when I see the number, I'm like, yeah, I think that's where I would rank myself as well.
Hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, would rank myself at about a 5.8.
Hmm.
And okay. The average number is 5. And when you break it down, point, the average number that men overwhelmingly did in this survey was 5.9.
Really?
5.9?
5.9 is okay. What most men rank themselves.
I would like to just say that you're a solid 8.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're a 6.
Henry okay. Cavill's a 10 out of 10. All right, and then you got a bridge troll that's down there at number 1.
Like an Ed Sheeran.
Even worse than Ed Sheeran.
Okay. The guy that Honey Boo Boo's mom married.
Bingo.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He's number 1. So think about the difference in specimens.
Yeah, so you're a 6.
I'm about a 5.8. I'd say I'm a 5.8.
Mm-mm.
I wonder what my husband would... I don't think that... I am shocked to hear that most men would say, or the average of men would say that they're a 5.9, because I don't think my husband would say that he's... A 5.9.
I bet you he would. I mean, we can call him. We can get him on the phone at some point. Jacob, look up Mike's number for a second.
Okay.
Jacob, what do you consider yourself?
You know, that's a very funny question, because I would consider myself the same as Gavin. Gavin,
how interesting.
A 5.9?
In my opinion, Gavin's an 8, but he's looking at himself as a 5. I personally feel like I'm a 5.
See, and what's funny
you're
is
a 7.
That they found in this study that men rank themselves consistently lower than women rank themselves. And again, I think it has to do with the fact that men have a more accurate interpretation of their looks on the outside. Do you know any women that would rank themselves lower than a 7?
I think...
What would you rank yourself?
Definitely a 7.
Exactly my point!
Okay, but I am a 7.
What?
Gavin, I'm a 7.
No, you're between 5 and 6 like me. You are!
Kevin! I can hear Kevin screaming in the other room.
Kevin's one of your girlfriends!
I am not a 5 or 6.
I am shook you said that.
Where would you rank yourself, Kevin? Where would you rank yourself?
Well, we know me. I'm 7.
Because he's a girl!
No!
Yes, because he's one of the girls!
Okay.
You think that I'm a 5? Okay.
Katie's way better than a 5.
Again, look at the scale. Let's say 10 out of 10 is like Gal Gadot, okay?
Yes.
Gal Gadot's a 10 out of 10.
But
you think you're 3? You think you're 3 points away from Gal Gadot?
Okay, but you would, so 1 is Tammy Slayton from 1,000-Pound Sisters. So you're saying that I am closer to 1,000-Pound Sisters than I am to Gal Gadot?
No, I would give you about a 6. I'd say you're a 6.
I have the face of a 7.
We're not breaking it down by body part.
But it is
you're
true.
You're 6 points away from 1,000-Pound Life. And you're 4 points away from Gal Gadot. I feel like that's very accurate. Do you have Katie's husband on the phone?
Yeah,
Okay.
Should I hit enter?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Hi, babe. Do you have a quick second?
Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, on the attractive scale, okay, 1 being a bridge troll, 10 being a smoke show, okay? Where do you think you land in the looks department?
5.
Okay. Thank you very much,
really?
Mike. Yes.
Are you just saying that
yes.
to be
no.
humble?
No, I'm in the middle.
You're right in the middle.
Maybe a six.
Mike, you're average in every way, and I love that about you. Clearly, you're very busy right now. We're going to let you go, okay?
Poor Mike. And we bother him so much.
With he hates us. The fact that he keeps answering the phone when we call is so shocking.
Again, see, now we've got text messages coming in. Gavin, Katie is not a five or a three, whatever you said. You're not even listening. I said six.
You said I'm between a five and a six.
You are between five and a six. I think there needs to be points somewhere in there.
Then what is my number?
I give you a 5.9, just like me. 5.8, 5.9.
I am here to tell you, and I am so sorry, I am cuter than you are.
Men and women have different scales. Men and women just have different scales.
If I'm a 5.9.
Yes.
And you're a 5.9.
Yes.
Is my scale higher or lower than yours?
It's just different because women are different. Like, for instance, gray hair. Gray hair, I didn't make the rules, but gray hair on men is not a deterrent. But according to a lot of men, according to attractiveness, gray hair on women is a deterrent. Hmm. So, like, there's
Kevin, you need to get your friend.
There's different things. Don't say that.
Am I 5.9?
No, you're way higher than that. Also, I think Storm from X-Men, that girl with the gray hair, she's smoking hot.
she's also a cartoon.
You're right.